Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about resiliency. Have you gone through a crisis and it took you a long time to bounce back? Do you feel that life's little things become a much bigger bump in the road for you? Are you challenged when faced with changes in your life? Learn to become more resilient as we wrap up our month focused on dealing with challenges. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired with my conversations with Mara, and that interview is on strong energetic boundaries from March. Beth and Barrett, who we talked about changing patterns last month in April, because of conversations that I had with them. I also thought it was a great way to end the month of May when we're talking about challenges, because the more resilient you are, the easier you can deal with the tosses and turns of life. And so something that is challenging, difficult, even a crisis, you're able to come through it more quickly and get through it more easily, the more resilient you are. I also see, which started the prompt of the conversations with Mara and Beth and Barrett, all these trigger warnings and content warnings on social media. Now, I talk a lot about the and, meaning it's okay to acknowledge things. It's okay to be upset about things. Have I turned into a hot mess? Absolutely. Usually I don't do that publicly, and I very rarely respond on social media. Have I in the past? Yeah. And actually last, when I got off and I'm like, I'm done. I want this angry person. How can I turn it inward to heal? So to me, when we aren't resilient, it's about healing. I think if I were to think bottom line, resiliency to me, the more we have it, the more we feel. The more we heal, the more easily we can deal with challenges. And so I see all these things posted. And, you know, like Beth so eloquently said, if then you're going to run into it at the post office or standing in line at the grocery store. So if we don't deal with things, universe, God, whatever your term, is going to find a way to put in our path what we need to heal, what we need to work on ourselves. You know me and you've listened to me for a while. You know, I don't try to harm someone, and I try to be very careful about what I say and do. I try to understand people's perspectives. I educate myself, and I get that impact can be greater than intention, and we each need to heal. And if we get upset at every little thing, we're going to stay stuck, unhealed, remain a victim, and never move forward in life. That's what I'm talking about with resiliency. The more resilient we are, we can move forward. Does that mean that things aren't going to upset you? Absolutely not. But if we don't heal, if we don't learn to deal with the things that upset us, then we can't be our awesome, brilliant selves. And I know each and every one of you listening and watching is. Where are you challenged to bounce back? Maybe there are different areas in your life, and you're like, oh, wow, if I have a breakup, it seems it takes me forever to get back in the game again. Or maybe if it's a career setback. I want you to just take a moment and contemplate that. I next want to talk about what is the definition of resiliency, and I went to Merriam-Webster for this. The noun, in case you were wondering, remember one of those all verb noun adjectives as kids? It's the ability to recover from or adjust easily to adversity or change. And they use two sentences. The resiliency of nature and humans in the wakes of fires, floods, earthquakes, volcanoes, and other destructive forces. They also use it with the brewers have shown a resiliency through the seasons up and downs. Anyone who's a sports fan can appreciate it. I was so excited. I had to go to the doctor's yesterday, and there was a woman in the elevator with a Steelers mask on. I was super pumped. I'm like, yeah, go Steelers. We talked about how we needed another Super Bowl. I love it. Steelers fans are everywhere. I also want to talk about what resilience isn't. It doesn't mean that you're never going to experience challenges. I joke. I think my brother has probably had a quote unquote easy life. I often will say to him, wow, you're skating a bit this life. You must have been really good in several past lives. And I know him well enough to know that he's had challenges. He's faced adversity. He's faced some other things. We all have them. You're not going to escape from that. People who have, it's been my experience, especially working with clients, when I did all the interviewing, people that I know, especially that are healers, have usually experienced major adversity and trauma in their life. A lot of emotional pain, a lot of stress, and they've gone through that and want to share with others how they can heal. Each of you can develop resiliency. It's about being aware of our feelings, behaviors, thoughts, and actions, right? Because that's all we can control. We can't control anything in the world at large out there. But you can build those muscles and you can become resilient. Look at 9/11. Here in America, I realized I didn't lose anyone. I knew people that lost someone. I didn't lose anyone, yet it still affected me on a great level. I can still think back to that day. I know exactly where I was. I know exactly what happened. I can recall that day like it happened yesterday. And that just showed the resiliency of our country and people who lost someone and had to push forward and had to continue to move. That's something that happened on a national level. You look at that tsunami that happened in 2006, and I'm going to say Thailand, and that's, I'm sure, the wrong country. Look how they had to rebuild and move forward. It was a catastrophe. And I remember the designer, I don't remember his name, but his partner died. And hearing people talk about clinging for their lives on a tree that's being swamped by the ocean. You have to have resiliency to get through that and to continue to move forward at life. And I want you to remember, don't make it a competition for who suffered the most, who's had the biggest trauma. Because if it affects you, that's what's important. Now, I'm going to also talk about perspective. But if it's a big deal and you consider it trauma or adversity, then it is. Honor that about yourself. So how do we build resiliency? Easier said than done, right? Doesn't that seem like it is with most things in life? I don't want to say that because I know you can't. It's about having a plan in place. It's about becoming aware and taking action. Lean on your relationships. I think that at least in America, we have this fallacy. Oh, I've got to go it alone. Got to be strong. Rugged individualism. I know I felt that way for a long time. I couldn't ask for help. Couldn't ask for support. And I've gotten older. I'm able to do that a lot more easily. You know, God love Cotty. She's been checking in on me every week. How are we doing? What's the sitch? What's going on? Lean on your friends. Join groups. Maybe if you're grieving, then you join a grief support group. Now, I just want to add a little thought here. I think as long as you continue to move forward, you see value and support in the group, then continue with that. I think where it sometimes gets a little not so great is when it just becomes a moan and complain session. When you aren't moving forward, just, oh, woe is me. You're staying in that victim mentality. You're just hating on others, and that doesn't allow you to move forward. Or the same if you were in a grief support group and you're in it a year and people still seem to be in the place from something that happened 5 years ago. That's where you need to become a little bit more aware. Lean on the people that you love. Lean on your friends and family. And if you have to get professional support, do it. There is no shame in that. We all need someone that cares about us and that will listen to us. Wellness is really important. If you're a hot mess and physically exhausted, I'm trying to figure out all this health stuff and not go bananas. I can be more resilient when I feel like I've had 8 hours of sleep instead of feeling like I haven't had a good night's sleep in 10 years. That's going to affect everything I do. So you want to take care of your physical health. The more physically in shape you are, it just makes it easier to deal with life throws at you. So your mental health, whether for you that's a mindfulness practice, praying, journaling. What keeps you to be able to find that center, find that calmness? You know, if you have that overwhelmness when something happens, the more you can find mental clarity and calm, of course you're going to be more resilient. Find a way to manage your stress. I was talking about my husband this morning about that over the past couple of days, and I said, we need to find, what can I do? And I'm always, how can I support you? But what do we need to do that helps you manage your stress easily? Like, I didn't realize. He said, oh, when we were watching the movie last night, the guys pinged me because it said on our little group chat that I was on. And I said, the guys should know by now that you work Monday through Thursday. That's not okay. And I said, so one of the things we're going to do to manage stress is make sure that's turned off, and that we put your phone away and you don't answer it on your day off, and that you take 3 days off to completely unwind. So find ways that you're going to be able to manage stress. I love walking. I believe now the chiropractor has helped me manage stress. I love Noom, guys, and my little health watch. Noom has really, I'm down 10 pounds. I got about 40 more I want to lose, so a fifth of the way. And by finding this, they said it was a good sign yesterday that I'd been able to lose weight because my other half of my thyroid isn't kind of kicking into gear. And they said, but even to lose weight, that's a definite plus in the right direction. So now we're trying to figure out, if I go on meds, I have to do it for my entire life. And so I'm not going to do that until I have a more informed decision. However, I'm down 10 pounds, and considering all the stress that I've had, I had to go to the ER a couple of weeks ago, and they're like, it's stress related, which on one hand, yay, I don't have a brain tumor, or brain bleed, yay, and I need to manage it better. It's just, you know, and that's the other thing. Life happens, guys. We're going to have challenges. There are going to be times in our life where we've got a lot going on. We've got to face and deal with, and it's just part of life. So if I learn to manage my stress a little better, I've been eating better. I've been walking more. So those are some of the ways I'm managing. Express your feelings. That is part of wellness. I'm a fan of journaling. If you need to scream, shake it out, kick it out, cry it out. Express them. Don't keep those bottled up. They, you know, affect us on every single level. Louise Hay talks about dis-ease. So if there's something going on in your body, she relates it to something and has an affirmation for it. It's from her book, You Can Heal Your Life. And I know you can get the little itty bitty book that just talks about the different disease and what that's about. I've always found that fascinating. So make sure you're expressing yourself, because you keep those emotions in your body. They don't go away. We can't intellectualize them away. And then for me, part of wellness is keeping the faith, having hope. When life was really tough for me, I could see that sliver of hope. I could see that itty bitty pinprick of light at the end of the tunnel. And on my darkest days, I'd remind myself, you have Tony. You have the kitties. You have your family. And every day I would try to grasp onto one thing that could give me hope, that would allow me to keep the faith, that I could be grateful for. To me, that's kind of your spiritual well-being, and it's all related. What's going on the inside is reflected on the outside, and vice versa. The better you take care of yourself in all areas of life, the better you'll be able to handle what life throws at you. Take action. Figure out a way to move forward. Even if, like I said, I had that pinprick of light, of hope, what little bitty step can I take today? What can I do to move forward? And within that, I'd also like to suggest volunteering. I found out that when I do for another, I feel a lot better about myself. And you might not be able to care for yourself, but maybe it might be easier for you to volunteer and do something. So each little step you take, if you were able to get out of bed after something traumatic, great job. You're able to take a shower, good job. Keep it going. Able to make yourself breakfast. All those little things add up. And I've been in that place where trying to make a meal seems like climbing Mount Everest. Now, showering or bathing is easy because I love my woman cave, which is the bathtub. So that's least likely to be challenged. Whatever little thing you can do, whether it's self-care, whether it's listening to a podcast that's going to support you, watching a YouTube video, reading a book, all those things are allowing you to take action and to keep moving you forward and giving you that forward momentum. Face the challenge head on. If you just bury it aside, like I've had clients who are in debt but don't open up their bills, not going to allow you to face your challenge, and you're going to procrastinate, put it off, not deal with it. And when you don't deal, you don't deal, you don't deal, then you have a complete meltdown if something happens, because at some point you're going to have to deal with things. You don't have to do it alone. I once made a friend hold my hand when I had to make a really difficult phone call. But she's like, okay, I've got this event. It's a challenge. Okay, all right. Let's have a meet and greet. Let's talk about what we can do. Because the more you do that, you get the confidence that you know you can do it. You know that you're more resilient than you think. You can handle more than you think. You're stronger than you think. So face it head on, and remember, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to face it alone. Focus on your goals. Keep your eyes on the prize. If you have something really awful happen, you're going through a huge challenge, you've faced, we talked this month about injustice and bullying, and I already forgot what the other one was, gaslighting. If you've experienced that, know that you can move forward, and don't let those events take away from what your goals are. I had injustice going on, and I still wanted to complete the 4 books last year, so I did it. I'd be like, man, I'm angry, man, I'm whatever, and I'm going to write every day towards my goal. What is it that I am focused on? What is it that I want to accomplish? And then I kept moving forward towards that. I've got to not drop all my goals, because that gave me something to work for, towards, something to believe in and to keep moving towards, like that little pinprick of light. And part of that working through your goals might be like me. Okay, well, I want to get healthy. So losing weight and feeling better and right, and that's related to wellness, which will allow you to be more resilient. Do you feel the weight of clutter as a big burden you long to relieve? Are you aware that something needs to change, but you're not sure what or how to move forward? Looking for a little more support that's budget-friendly? Visit Reawaken Your Brilliance on Patreon to learn more, or find the link at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Take a moment and look back on your life when you faced adversity. Acknowledge how you've grown and what you've learned from it. When you put your feet through the fire, you've grown and you've learned something for it. Have you ever taken the time for something that was absolutely stinky and said, wow, this helped me grow? Or this is what I learned. I learned that I'm a pretty dang good lawyer for not having a law degree and never having gone to law school. Brick by brick, I took it apart. I didn't win, but that's not the thing to focus on. Because, you know, we've talked about injustice doesn't always happen. I learned that I like, as hard as it was, I like standing up for myself better than being passive aggressive. I've grown because I didn't choose the passive aggressive route. I've grown because I've learned to let a lot of it, not all of it, I'm a work in progress, go. Anything, I wouldn't be the woman I am today with the adversity that I faced. It wouldn't have allowed me to write books. It wouldn't have allowed me to done the podcast. It wouldn't have allowed me probably to be in the business that I'm in. I probably wouldn't have been a coach, because I think that everything of experience has definitely given me a wealth of empathy and compassion. I can understand it. I can have empathy. And, you know, one thing someone said to me recently, I said, well, that would drive me nuts. And I said, yeah, well, you know, I'm able to step back and have compassion for that person. That doesn't mean, you know, when it was a situation, I said, it's not okay to treat me like this. And I said my piece. I had to cool down for an hour. I had to cool my jets. Came back and said, I am happy to do this. And I'm making a boundary right here. And in the past, I would have blown up, walked away permanently. But it's shown me how much I've grown and that I can have greater compassion for someone. And, you know, it was funny. Tony and I were just talking this morning. And one thing that was really difficult, and he said to me today how much it was a shot in the heart to him. And I was there in this moment that his friend did something. Now, my normal course of action would have been, I'm laughing. We haven't watched Married at First Sight in a while. We stopped at season 9, but in one of the scenes they said, are you done with me? Because I'm done with you. And I would have probably said something, but moment of adversity happened for Tony. Instead of having a knee-jerk reaction, I took a deep breath and I said, my husband's hurting. I've got to respond to stop the bleeding on this. And why it's something I wouldn't do in my own life. I want my husband happy. And in right now in this moment, he needs this to happen. And so putting Tony's needs and feelings first, instead of completely annihilating the person from his life. Now, the good news is they have slowly, they really aren't a part of it now. And I am grateful for that. But I had grown enough to know in the moment, I got to put him first. I got to get this solved for him. It doesn't matter what I think's right or wrong. Let's take care of him. So acknowledge where you've grown and where you've learned, and then try to find the silver lining. Sometimes it might take a while for you to be able to do that, but you can find it. We are, you know, really frustrated. We haven't found a house yet. Very stressful. And I keep telling myself the right house is out there for you and Tony. Just take a deep breath, step back. And so we've only put one bid on a house. And we're like, I said to my realtor, I said, you know, you have to say based on bank appraisal, you know, we're not going to get crazy on this. And so anyway, we didn't get the house and we found it really quickly. But the good news was here, I'm really truthfully laid back about a lot of things, but you know, the bathroom is my woman cave. We have like an amazing bathroom now. I know I'm old because I get excited about the bathroom. It's different shades of purple. I have my own separate tub. I have above a window when I put all my bubble baths there. Tony has a separate shower. We have a separate sink area. You walk in, Tony's sink's on the right, mine's on the left. And there's a little door with the bathroom and I've got a linen closet. It's just, and it's not huge, but it's awesome. So in the house we lost, I was like, Tony, I was like, ooh. The toilet is right next to the bathtub. I just personally don't care for that. Other people, you might be like, it is the best thing since sliced bread. But for me, I'm like, I just don't like that. And I was like, in this other one, you know, the bathroom's my woman cave and the toilet's next to the bathtub. And the nicer bathroom, in my view, the nicer tub is I'd have to walk to that. So that's a silver lining. We didn't have to redo the bathroom because I said, Tony, I can hang with that for a while, but that would have to be redone. That's kind of an easy one to find a silver lining with, but I encourage you. How can you find the silver lining in no matter what happened? So let's get a little bit solar, because you know how I've been upset about that for a while. Well, the silver lining is the day that it went down, Tony said to his boss, hey, can I work from home? Can I work from anywhere? Can we move to West Virginia? His boss is like, okay. His boss is really funny. He's like, I'd go ahead and put the panels on and fight it. So I was like, we're not going to go that route. We're just going to leave. I said that we can't live in an HOA. So then COVID happened. So Tony's been able to prove that his boss and his boss's boss, who now got a promotion, all know how great he is at home. So there's going to be no issue when we move from him working from home. So that's a big silver lining to have. My husband gets to work from home till he retires. control what you can. I started this episode reminding you about what you can control your feelings, behaviors, thoughts, and action. Everything else you have zilch control over. So just remind yourself of that. You can't control how people are going to react, what they're going to say, what they're going to do, what they're going to think. You can control you and how you respond and how you choose to move forward. And you can get down that rabbit hole of, especially if you've experienced a challenge, like people aren't going to change. I call this neighborhood the blockhead. They're not going to change. It's like concrete blocks. Okay. I'm not going to put any more effort into trying to get you to change. I have zero control over that. So I've just got to let that go, that they're going to become enlightened. You know, my personal theory, you do, and then your bully or whatever, and then someone eventually stands up to you. I just think that that's how it happens the majority of the time. So just remind yourself, okay, I can't control that this happened to me, but what can I control? I can control my perspective, and that'll lead us into the next one. I always try to look at the bigger perspective. I used to, especially when I was younger, have all or nothing, very black and white thinking. And as I've aged, it really isn't an all or nothing. It's more of a gray. There are different perspectives that you can have. And you always can't see it at the time. You know, an example that just popped in my head, I really was single for a long time. I got married late in life in my early 40s. And at time was heartbroken. Someone that I loved and lots of good things wasn't the right guy for me. And I wasn't the right woman for him. And when I met Tony, I understood why it never worked out with anyone else. And I have the most incredible husband ever. And I wouldn't trade him for anything. So with time, I was able to have that perspective. I was able to have the perspective that if the solar had been installed, we wouldn't have started the process and saying, hey, Stan, can we move out of state? And we wouldn't have started the process to get ready to move. And so when my mom had everything go down, we had already set the wheels in motion to move to Wheeling. And so that's making it easier. So less than a year after everything, I hope we're within, please let us be moved in by May. That is really our goal. Had we installed it, we probably would have been more reluctant. Oh man, you know, we love this house. It's a ranch. We have solar. We're on this nice, quiet cul-de-sac. I have the brilliant bathroom. We back up to the wetlands. All good, lots of good things. Absolutely love this place. The solar might have been like, oh man, we just installed solar. We didn't. So it's made it much easier to depart this neighborhood. It's being like, we can have a clean break and go. So see if you can gain a new perspective. Try to embrace. If you can't embrace, accept change, because this is part of being resilient. Change can be very hard. I used to joke that I was like a cat. Change is a lot easier for me now. So as much as you can be in the flow, and at least accept change. So all change is going to happen to all of us. It's inevitable. Kind of like the challenges. Death, taxes, change and challenges. So how can you accept change? Because when you accept it, when you kind of relax into the flow of life, then that allows you to be more resilient. You can just bounce back more easily. Instead of trying to control everything, I've mentioned, okay, Julie, just take a step back. The right house will appear. Whatever house is meant to happen, happen. Just breathe. Just don't be like that, trying to grasp that straw and just hold on so tight. Release. So where can you accept your change and challenges? Now, my personal belief system, what I say is I came to this plane at this time for these challenges. So if I signed up for it, I can't complain. I'm not a victim if I signed up for it. Now I realize that all of you listening are not going to agree with me, and that's absolutely okay. But like I joke when something, okay, you're talking about the neighborhood, I've cleared karma. I have done my neighborhood karma. I have earned an amazing neighborhood. That's what I'm going with. But that's something that truly helps me. Especially when I get cranky, I'm like, ah, I cleared this karma. Wow. let's step back for a moment. Not getting solar panels is a pretty easy thing, and losing $1,200 is a pretty easy way to clear some karma, right? It could be a lot worse. Remain hopeful. I really, as I've talked through this and at the beginning, how I see resiliency, the more resilient you are, the more you've healed. I think the worst thing, probably one of the worst things in life would to be to lose all hope. I think that would be in a really tremendously difficult place to be. So remain hopeful. Even through your challenge and tribulations, like I talked about earlier, that little pinprick of light, I could still see that little pinprick of light through everything. Think in your past of all the good things that have happened, all the good things presently in your life. What are your hopes and dreams? What can you do to hold on to that? What can you do to know, to believe something awesome is going to happen? And what, even though this has been a challenge or a tragedy, what hopefulness, what goodness can come out of that? So any little thing that you can hold on to, you can grasp onto to remain hopeful, that's going to support you in being more resilient. Take a moment to review how you've coped in the past. You've been challenged in the past. What have you done? I would write it down. Okay, this is what helped me through it. And one of the reasons I like journaling, you can get some clarity on that. You can take notes. There are things you can do and say, oh yeah, this really worked for me. I like lists and everything. So, you know, my mantra is just breathe when I'm in the moment and feeling really struck. But if I've journaled, I can learn from my experience and say, okay, I know when this situation comes up, this is how A, I can handle it, but B, I can get through it and C, how I can thrive. So I'm a fan of lists and understanding that. So along with that, as I talked a moment ago, what have you overcome? What have you learned? What are the silver linings you found? How have you grown? It's like your own personal, I am awesome sheet, where you see truly how awesome you are. So when you review that, you're going to know I am amazing. And oh my gosh, look at this. Look how I've grown. Look all that I've overcome. I am resilient. I can do this. This thing I'm going through, I am going to beat it. I am going to win. I am not going to let it keep me down. Make a list of things that you can look forward to. You know, I'm going through change right now, and I don't consider it, I wouldn't use the word challenge. It's a big change moving, and it's not just moving down the road like we did 2 years ago. It's moving different state. And so I'm thinking all the things I'm going to look forward to. Ah, you know, I get to explore Pittsburgh as an adult. I know they have some really cool museums in Pittsburgh. And I have a colleague, and he said, oh, I want to meet you when you move to Pittsburgh. You and Tony and I will go out, and I'm going to take you to the best bakery in Pittsburgh. You don't have to ask me twice. I've already done some Googling, and I think by the time we get, things will be a little bit back to normal. But we love escape rooms. So, oh my gosh, what escape rooms are in the area? Ooh, there's one close to Wheeling, and there's some in Pittsburgh. Ooh, that's something I'm really excited about. Learning about native plants to West Virginia. I'm going to complete the course shortly. And then I really want to spend the next year doing another certification, but so much information, really going over the course again. But I want to know what plants are native to West Virginia. There's something I really am putting out to the universe that I'd like to happen. And so I've been, it's kind of my dream thing. And so I'm like, okay, let me plant the seed a little bit. I'm going to read about this thing. Let me just start doing that. So I've made a list of things that I can look forward and get excited about. So even if you're challenged, a lot of change, what can you get excited about? What's going to get your juices flowing again? And then finally, be aware of all you have to be grateful for. Because even if there's a lot of change, even if you're challenged, you should be able to find something. Or actually, let me rephrase that. I don't like using the word should. It's like that little pinprick. Any little thing you can grab on to be grateful for. If you're really struggling, I'm grateful I'm alive. I'm grateful I woke up today. I'm grateful I have water to drink. I'm grateful I have food in my belly. I'm grateful I have a shelter over my head. Many people don't have those basic things. And if you're listening or watching, there's probably a high probability that you have all that good stuff. I have health care. I didn't die yesterday. You know, when I went to the ER, I haven't gotten the ER bill. And I got to admit, all I could think was when they were beep, beep on the Tylenol. I'm like, let me guess. Take a guess, guys. I think it'd be $50 a Tylenol. What do you think? And as my husband said, it's only money. I mean, they didn't, you know, I have a copay of $200. They didn't even take that. So I'm like, anyway, I'm alive. I don't have a brain bleed, right? I didn't have a stroke. Let's look at all the things we had to be grateful for. And again, even if that little pinprick of light and it takes you a week or two and you're just still a thing, any little thing you can grab on and be grateful for. You got this. I know you do. I know you do. And I believe in you and I have confidence in you. And I know you are resilient and you're probably not giving yourself enough credit. But you got this. Take actions from today's podcast. Know where you haven't been resilient in the past. Look for reasons why you weren't able to bounce back quickly. Be aware of where you're not too resilient now. Consider why you're stuck and unable to move forward. Cultivate relationships for support. Make wellness in all areas of your life a priority. Face your challenge head on. Continue to move forward towards your goals. Understand what you've learned and how you've grown. Be aware of what you can control and focus on your behavior, thoughts, feelings, and actions. Write down all the things in your life you have to look forward to. Have gratitude. Be resilient. Next month, we're talking about 3 steps to clear clutter in all areas of your life. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.